with good intentions, let's listen to the method of reducing sleep. Offering advice to a person who sleeps before the congregational prayer of Zuhr, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, explained, "It is fine to sleep in the afternoon, but do not sleep right up until the time of congregational salah arrives. A short nap is sufficient. If you fear falling into a lengthy sleep, do not use a pillow and do not roll out a mat, as sleeping without bedding and a pillow is a sunnah. When sleeping, remain focused on the congregational salah, as keeping this concern in your mind will prevent you from falling into deep sleep." Secondly, he says that, "Try your best to consume food early in the morning so that the heat of the consumed food dissipates before you sleep and does not become the cause of sleeping for a lengthy period of time. The best remedy is to eat less. Before sleeping, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal and ask He grants you the ability to participate in the congregational salah and have sincere reliance on Him. When He sees your good intention and firm resolve, He will certainly help you." In another place, the great Imam Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi writes, "Longing to worship during the night whilst eating to a full stomach can be equated to hoping for a child from an infertile woman. He who eats excessively will drink from the same degree, causing them to then sleep a lot. The person himself then becomes the cause of missing out on goodness and blessing." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.